Christ's death has dealt with sin. Romans 8:3, God, sending his own son in the likeness of the flesh of sin and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh. We already saw that Christ's death took care of the problem of sins, plural. But now we see that the Bible also says that his death dealt with sin, singular. So there's an objective problem and a subjective problem. Sin is not merely objective outside of us. It is also subjective within us, in our flesh. Outwardly, we have sins, which are offenses, trespasses, and transgressions. Inwardly still, we have the basic problem of sin. Praise the Lord that Christ's all-inclusive death has not only solved the problem of our sins, but has also judged and condemned the source of our sins, that is, sin. What is this inward, subjective sin? Romans 7:16 through 21 is a passage we want to read to you. But if what I do not will, this I do, I agree with the law that it is good. Now then, it is no longer I that work it out, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but to work out the good is not. For I do not do the good which I will, but the evil which I do not will, this I practice. But if what I do not will, this I do, it is no longer I that work it out, but sin that dwells in me. I find then the law with me who wills to do the good, that is the evil, is present with me. So, what is sin? According to the passage in Romans 7, we can see that sin is actually the sinful nature of Satan. Satan is the source of sin. Sin is Satan's invention, and Satan himself is the element of sin. Let's briefly look back, all the way back, at what happened with Adam and Eve. At the time of man's fall, Satan's sinful nature was injected into mankind. This means that when man ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he took into him the sinful nature of Satan. So now we come again back to the New Testament. Let's look at Matthew 16:23. But he, the Lord Jesus, turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men." Therefore, everyone, actually, in the sight of God, sin is Satan. Can you see this from the verses in Romans and Matthew?